Downstairs, something beautiful yet chaotic is happening. But that's not how it was when I was a kid. Children's pageants when I was young were an entirely different affair. They started in about October as a script was revealed and it was handed out to everyone, and you would prepare your audition piece because you had to show up a Sunday after church and you had to practice and show something and maybe do a little bit of a monologue and a little bit of singing, and they already knew you from the choir, and so they had an idea where things were going to be, and they would do some auditions, and then the week later, the list would come out and you would see if your name was on there. Oh, look, I'm a sheep. There were tears, there was clawing and gnashing of teeth, biblically and all. But some people would get different roles because the Christmas pageant wasn't just a reading of the Christmas story. It was a performance. There were costumes, there were sets, there were weekly rehearsals for like a month and a half. It was intense. That's not how we do it here. I was a little shocked the first time, not even here at another church where I served, but it was, y'all come. And I was like, what about the rehearsals? Oh, there's no rehearsal. What about the script? We have some kids read. They don't memorize. This is different. And it's better. I tell you, there is something amazing. I mean, if we say we're building a home where all belong, and then we have auditions and we put out lists. Now, yes, there may have been some tension downstairs because I heard at least two people say they wanted to be Mary. Turns out there's only one Mary in the story. But they'll work through that. It's not about who's better. It's not about who's going to be best at something. It's about that there is a place in that story for everyone. And that matters. But it also brings with it a few little things we might touch base on. It actually reminds me of a moment from my own childhood. One of the years, we had one of those pageants, and I got cast as the robot. You see, it was a toy store was the setting. The set had been built. The premise was this. It's Christmas Eve. The toys come to life, and they wonder what Christmas is all about. And a loving janitor comes upon them. Yeah, I see you. I see you. Hi. I got to look this way. I'm going to be totally distracted. Okay. Loving janitor arrives at the toy store to help the toys understand what Christmas is all about. Now, an interesting thing this season, my dad had been cast as the loving janitor who came in and was a part of this with us. Every year there was one or two adults that would be in the pageant as well. And this was kind of a big deal for me. My dad, I mean, the man, the myth, the legend. How you doing? My dad's degree's in theater. He did master's work in theater. He was the guy who would come into our classrooms and do Shakespeare monologues when we were studying about such things, right? I mean, this was cool. This was amazing. This is what all the books on his shelf were about, and I was going to get to be in a play with him. He traveled a lot. It also meant we had to practice our lines together. So anytime he was home, we'd be sitting there and we'd be running lines together because we had a couple scenes and it was going to be so cool. And the day came, the whole congregation's there and we're up front and the robot comes to life and everything's happening. And the kindly janitor's sitting there talking with the toys when suddenly it gets quiet. Not out of a moment of reflection, but because the kindly janitor had forgotten his lines. And being that I had run through all of the lines with him, I knew them all. And so what the audience witnessed was the robot leaning over going, and then he would do a bit more, and when he would pause again, and thus we continued the pageant. Now here's the thing. That moment was very, very important for me. Because, like I said, honestly, there's this sense, for me as a child, my dad was this beyond reproach, you know, man, myth, legend kind of a feel, right? There's this sense of it. And in that moment, my dad became the most real and human person I'd ever known. Or should I say, as I'd ever known him. There was something so real about it. And that is actually what our Christmas pageant invites us into. Our Christmas pageant is inviting us to see and know the story of Christmas as something that's real, as something that's imperfect. Let me tell you, it's not going to go the way we plan it. And that's okay. Christmas is about the story being real for us. It is far too easy for it to be this story, the myth, the legend, and have it not be approachable, for us not to see the characters as real. And they're going to be real. And the children are going to offer us the Christmas story this day. And I am so grateful for how real it will become. Ginny?
The Christmas Story. Long ago, about 2,000 years, when King Herod ruled Judea, now part of Israel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman who lived in the northern town of Nazareth. The girl's name was Mary, and she was engaged to marry Joseph. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Peace be with you. God has blessed you and is pleased with you." Mary was very surprised by this and wondered what the angel meant.
The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. God has been very kind to you. You will give birth to a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end." Mary was very afraid, but she trusted God. "Let it happen as God chooses," she replied to the angel. Gabriel also told Mary that her cousin Elizabeth, who everyone thought was too old to have children, would have a baby boy, whom God had chosen to prepare the way for Jesus.
Mary said goodbye to her family and friends and went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah. Elizabeth was very happy to see Mary. She knew that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son.
An angel had already told Zechariah that Elizabeth's baby would prepare people to welcome Jesus. He would also be called John. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for around 3 months and then returned home to Nazareth.
Joseph was worried, but then an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid." The angel explained that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son and told Joseph that the baby would be named Jesus, which means Savior. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel had told him to do.
At this time, the land where Mary and Joseph lived was a part of the Roman Empire. The Roman Emperor Augustus wanted to have a list of all the people in the empire to make sure they paid their taxes. He ordered everyone to return to the town where their families originally came from and enter their name to register. Mary and Joseph traveled a long way, about 70 miles, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because that is where Joseph's family came from.
Most people walked, but some people were lucky enough to have had a donkey to help carry the goods needed for the journey. Joseph and Mary traveled very slowly because Mary's baby was about to be born. When they reached Bethlehem, they had problems finding somewhere to stay. So many people had come to register their name in the census that every house was full and every bed was taken. The only shelter that they could find was a stable.
In this place, Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Son of God. In those days, it was a custom to wrap newborn babies tightly in a long cloth called a swaddling clothes. Jesus' bed was a manger where animals ate the hay from. In the hills and fields outside Bethlehem, shepherds looked after their sheep through the long night and knew. As the new day began, suddenly an angel appeared before them, and the glory of God was shining around them.
The shepherds were very, very scared, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you and everyone. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you. You will find the baby lying in a manger." Then many more angels appeared, lighting up the sky. The shepherds heard them praising God, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth." When the angels left, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what happened."
So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. The baby Jesus was lying in a manger, just as they were told. When they saw him, they told everyone what the angel had said, and everyone who heard the story was astonished. Then the shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for sending Jesus to be their Savior. When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. Some wise ones in faraway countries saw the star and guessed what it meant.
The wise ones were very smart and had studied the stars and read in very old writings that when a new star would appear, it would mean that the great king was born. They set out to find the new king and bring him gifts. Oh, the wise ones followed the star towards the country of Judah. When they arrived in the capital city, Jerusalem, they began to ask people, "Where is the child who is born to be king of the Jews?"
Now Herod, the king of Judea, heard this and it made him very angry. He was angry to think that someone might be going to take his place as king. Herod sent for the wise ones to come to him. He told them to go on and follow the star until they had found the baby king. He said, "When you have found him, let me know where he is so that I can go and worship him." But Herod did not tell them that he really had an evil plan in mind to kill the new king.
The wise ones followed the star towards Bethlehem. It seemed to stop and shine directly down upon this place where Jesus was. The wise ones approached the place where Jesus was sleeping, and they bowed down to worship him. The wise ones spread the gifts they had brought for Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now the wise ones were warned in a dream by God not to go back to Herod. So they returned home in their country in the east by a different way.
When the wise ones had gone, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," the angel said. "Take Jesus and Mary and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for Jesus." So Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary during the night, and left for Egypt. When Herod realized that he had been tricked by the wise ones, he was furious and gave orders to find and bring him anyone under the age of 2 in Bethlehem and the surrounding area. This was to try and find the new king, as his plan to find the location of the new king from the wise ones had failed.
After Herod had died, Joseph had another dream in which an angel appeared to him. The angel said, "Get up, take Jesus and Mary, and go back to Israel, for those who are trying to capture Jesus are dead." So Joseph got up, took Jesus and Mary, and they went back to Israel. But when he heard that Herod's son was now king of Judea, he was afraid to go there. So instead he went to Galilee and lived in their old town of Nazareth.
And this is the Christmas story.